Hello, my name is Yildiz Pertez and I head up the Commercial Property Department at Thackeray Williams Solicitors. Today I wish to talk about 106 agreements which are relevant to property developments and could make the difference between planning permission being granted or refused. A Section 106 agreement, which also can take the form of a unilateral undertaking, is a planning obligation over and above any planning conditions attached to a consent and is usually completed simultaneously as part of the planning process. Often a planning agreement will oblige a developer to provide or make a financial contribution towards local facilities and infrastructure. For example, providing social housing, implementing a new traffic scheme to accommodate the new development, providing land or paying for a new children's play area. Such planning agreements can relate to obligations affecting land on and off the site in question. This differs from planning conditions attached to a planning consent, which only apply to the subject site. These additional planning agreements were introduced to overcome any restrictions imposed on a developer in obtaining a planning consent. For example, if planning consent was going to be refused because there would be a problem with highway infrastructure as a result of the new development, then the planning agreement would contain an obligation on the developer to contribute towards or carry out the works to improve the highway itself. Planning consent could then be granted. If the developer is not the landowner of the development site, then the landowner must also be a party to the agreement in addition to any lender. Despite being referred to as a planning agreement, the agreement must in fact be entered into as a deed. A Section 106 agreement will be registered as a local land charge on the planning register and will bind the original parties to the agreement and any person who has subsequently purchased the land. Where, for example, a landowner has granted a developer an option to buy the land and both parties have entered into the agreement, the landowner should seek to include a clause that releases them from the obligations in the agreement once they no longer have an interest in that land. Any subsequent purchaser who does not want to be bound by the agreement may seek an indemnity from the developer or subsequent seller, indemnifying them against any costs and liabilities arising from the obligations in the planning agreement. However, like a planning consent, the obligations in the agreement will not become enforceable until the related planning consent has been implemented. Any purchaser who wants to know if a planning agreement affects the land can, as part of their investigation before purchasing, carry out a local authority search which will detail all registered land charges. A Section 106 agreement differs from the Community Infrastructure Levy, which was introduced in 2008, and is a discretionary charge that the local planning authorities can levy on development in their areas to fund the costs incurred in providing infrastructure to support the development. There are still many local planning authorities which have yet to adopt this scheme, and whilst the Community Infrastructure Levy is expected to replace the funding required by Section 106 agreements, the two may exist at the same time. Developers will need to investigate whether a levy will be applicable to their development now or in the future. A local planning authority can enforce the terms of a planning agreement by applying an injunction forcing a developer or landowner to comply with an obligation. In 2009, a local planning authority successfully obtained an injunction requiring a developer to build a footbridge link in accordance with a Section 106 agreement. Other breaches, subject to giving 21 days notice, may allow a local planning authority to enter the development land and, for example, carry out the works itself and to recover its reasonable cost from the developer. Before taking any enforcement action, the authority must consider its planning objectives. For further advice and guidance on Section 106 agreements, please contact me at yildiz.betes@thackeraywilliams.com. Thank you for listening.